Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Hello, Noel. Great to talk to you again. How are you keeping?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad at all. We're going to talk about just a bit of an update on things that's happening in the media co-op. But I'd like to go back to, I think it's the 9th of March, the conference. What a success that was.
It was a great day, Noel, to be fair. The Social Justice Media Conference that was, I have to say, superbly organised. And we had a really, really, really strong turnout. Some fascinating contributions from the likes of Nessa Childers, MEP, Gavin Titley, Father Peter McVerry, Stephen Blaise, Noel Cunningham from the R10 Coolock Credit Union, great supporters of the Media Co-op, and Minister Pat Rabbit braved the protest. his views. Well, you know, that's politics and that's the whole idea of social justice media is. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion and their view. So it was a great, great day, and Peter Cunningham has written a really good article in this month's edition of the newsletter.
Okay, and does this bode for well for more of these types of things? Maybe one or two a year?
Well, I think the whole idea was to celebrate 30 years of Near Media Co-op, so kind of a special conference. There's a lot of organisation goes into it. It is costly as well. Whether we do it every year, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, we're kind of doing it on air. We're kind of doing it in how we interact with community groups anyway on a regular basis. So the challenge really is to make this conference real and make the you know, what came out of the conference real and for people and basically carry out what the conference was designed to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, maybe even unknowingly, that listen to the radio every day don't realise the power of the radio and how universal it is indeed, especially community radio.
Absolutely. Now, funny enough, Noel, I was watching something online there only yesterday. It's a couple of years old. It's a documentary done by Dublin Community Television about community radio across the country. You know, there's 30 community stations and more ready to go right across the country, from Donegal down to Cork, out to the west and Galway. A good number of community stations around Dublin City. And the difference between community radio and commercial radio really is that community radio is owned and operated by the community. And we all work together. Mm. Whereas generally commercial radio is owned by a number of shareholders because, you know, they need to make money. It may be owned by one or two people. But generally there's competition between them all. Whereas community radio, there's no competition. And we have a national organisation called CRAIL. That's C-R-A-O-L. And they are an umbrella organisation for all the community radio stations around the country. And at the heart of community radio is local people, you know, talking about their stories and sharing their stories and issues and getting them out on air and maybe trying to get the issues resolved.
Okay, now we're going to talk through a few things that's been happening in the Media Co-op. But I want to mention the newsletter itself because we have it here in the office and around, but people can get it off online, can't they?
Absolutely. All the editions are put up online on our website, near.ie, and you can look back at editions going back over the last 2 years. And funny enough, it's a great historical record of what happens in Near Media Co-op. A lot of the time, volunteers and staff and those of us that are busy, you know, managing the project, we tend to forget what's going on a lot of the time because we're so involved. Mm-hmm. And this time around for the crack, I am on one of the pages. I have a couple of pictures from the archive that I found in my attic.
Yeah, I think there's a few people won't be too appreciative of that.
There's a few young looking people that are still young at heart, but maybe looking a bit older. And I managed to find a picture of good old Doug Rogers from a long, long time ago. And I sent him a text during the week and said, "Doug, by the way, I hope you appreciate the picture." And he just sent me back a smiley face.
He hasn't changed.
Not a bit. Do you know, the headphones and that picture are my headphones, and I still have them. I just realised during the week.
Really?
They're over 30 years old.
Oh, God. Okay, but that's the way we look after things here. But one thing I noticed coming up, a lot of pilot projects and also a lot more high profile on a lot of the sports as well.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the beauties of Near FM is that we can put time and money into what we said, minority issues. And minority sport is one of the projects we've done. And we've been running a very successful 15-minute documentary series since last September. They're going out every Saturday at the moment during the sports programme. It's just called This Sporting Life, The Story of Minority Sport in Dublin, produced by Ed Keeley and the rest of the sports team. Mm-hmm. They're also available online on our near.ie on podcast. Now, it deals with everything from wrestling to badminton to kind of sports you don't hear an awful lot about. I think I came across... Badminton was fascinating. There was one about outdoor hiking and orienteering I happened to hear one day. And it was just great. People just climbing mountains and going out for a long walk. Mm-hmm. Things you don't normally hear about. It's not the Champions League. It's stuff that people do every day of the week. Every week in and out.
Yeah, I was just thinking as well. I know it sort of had some profile, but I was just thinking about cricket there, maybe in the infancy of Near FM and the Media Co-op, indeed, that cricket wouldn't have been that much in the forefront, but now, wow.
No, I mean, we champion cricket, to be honest with you. We've got a great relationship with Leinster Cricket Union. Fergus Carroll, who you know very well, has been a champion of cricket, and we during the summer we will still broadcast as many cricket matches live as we can. I remember at one station we were a couple of years ago we were due to go and see the then Minister for Communications, Eamon Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Eamon Ryan.
And
the comments made from Near FM. Oh yeah, you're the cricket station. That's good enough for us, you know. He's obviously a cricket fan and he tuned in at that.
Did you ever play handball, Dave, as a young player?
No. I'm the most unsporting person in the world. There's only two sports I actually enjoy playing, and they are minority sports. One is table tennis and one is volleyball.
I was never into much into sports myself, but I always enjoyed maybe the odd game of snooker. But when I was a kid, now handball, I thought it was fascinating. I thought it was great. So maybe we can bring that back a little bit.
Okay, maybe we come to handball.
Okay, some of the pilot programs that you're putting forward as well is very interesting as well.
Yeah, there's one particular one that we're calling Near Choice. This is an idea I had last year, and it's been bubbling away. I really wanted to put out an online station that played just consistently all our programming that we've done through Sound and Vision projects over the years. We've over 90 hours of programming, you know, that we put out every so often, but I wanted to put it out on a regular basis. So what we're doing at the moment is every Friday and Saturday night, we're putting out a selection of our programming, everything from drama to music specials. I was awake one morning, though, very, very early there, listening, because I'm responsible for putting it, so I wanted to make sure it went out. And I heard the lovely tones of Noel McGuinness talking to me about the Northside Walks. So you're on as well. And it was about 5:30 in the morning on a Sunday, and it was great.
Good reason to go back to sleep.
I fell back asleep, exactly. But it's going out every Friday and Saturday night. It's a little bit different. That's a second chance to hear some of our Sound and Vision programming, and we're calling it Near Choice. I'm hoping it'll develop into something else, you know, maybe a special online service. But we have to look at the kind of the resources that we can put into that, because these things cost money as well. So we'll see how it pans out. But every Friday and Saturday and Sunday night, sorry, my mistake, I should know what I'm doing. Saturday and Sunday night, certainly over the summer, you can hear something a little bit different.
Yeah, because there's some great programs being made here, and some of them sort of depending on the time and whatever the thing we have, it can be lost in a certain place, and only people who are off during the day can hear them. So it's a good way for people. I mean, people have to work.
Yeah, I mean, we already podcast the majority of those programs, and they're available to listen, you know, when somebody wants to listen at their own time, you know, at a time that suits them. You can download them to take on the move with you on your smartphone, or you can simply listen on your PC. But this is to try and kind of breathe some life back into these programs as well, again, and to try and pull us up to something a little bit different overnight, because people like listening to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
The radio is very powerful. So, I mean, last weekend we had drama, we had CRC talks from our friends down the Central Media Clinic. This weekend we'll have probably comedy, some of the music specials, and maybe some of Noel McGuinness's famous walks as well again.
I was just saying there as well, the OBs getting more prominent as well, and we're in our fourth year now, and we've been actually selected for next Thursday's Europe Day.
Yes, great. You know, I mean, we're doing, I have to say, fair play to Dorothy, Paul, and the rest of the team who look after a lot of the OBs. And I know you're out and about in a lot of them as well. Tomorrow, over in Fibsbury with the Fizz Fest, we've done the Five Lamps Festival in April. There'll be more coming up over the summer. And we'll be celebrating Europe Day. You probably know more about this than I do now. Celebrating Europe Day
next week. Yeah, no,
I'm just saying
being selected. I was pointing out just being selected for the fourth year in a row is a great honour for the Media Co-op.
Yeah, and I think also it shows how well we're received on the international stage. You know, I mean, behind the scenes, near FM and a lot of our team, Jack Burr and Kieran Murray and Sally Galliano in particular, are, you know, active at national level and indeed international level. Sally, in fact, is vice president of AMA Europe, which is the European Community Broadcasting Association, and that's a pretty good achievement for something, you know, for a small, relatively small organisation. Also, what I wanted to mention now as well, speaking of awards, we recently won the Glornoghaile Irish Language Award again, the third time that we've won it, and the second time in the last 4 years. I think that's great for the team behind them. Wyndham Rickett, which goes out every day, every weekday at 5:30. There's Ethan McKenna on board at the moment, Anton McNahuna, Mairead Holt, Sarah McLaughlin, and a whole heap of other Irish speakers. And we're unique because there's no other radio station that I know of, aside from Radio Galway, that puts out Irish language programming every single weekday. And we've done it for donkey's years, you know. And again, it's the power of community radio, it's the power of what we can do for minority languages, so to speak. And the Irish language is in danger of becoming a minority language, so there's local people coming in and giving it socks every weekday at 5:30. And great to see that they won an award, thanks to them indeed.
Okay, and you're being a bit modest about the hard work that you do yourself. I don't see you very often, but when I do, I'm going to myself, how does he not have one grey hair in his head?
Well, you know what it is, Noel? To be fair, my answer to that is that I love what I do. I love being a volunteer. I've been a volunteer with Near Media for 28 years, and I love every minute of it. But my daughter's involved with Raheny GAA, and I see some of the lads, the mentors involved with Raheny GAA, and any other organisation like that, and they put arrows and arrows into it because they love it. Some people play sports. Some people are involved with GAA. My thing is community media, and I love doing it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't enjoy doing it. And I'm passionate about it, which probably sometimes is my downfall because I get very excited and very over-passionate. I'm sure even the staff and volunteers go, Jesus, it's him again, what do you want? But, okay. You know, I make no excuse.
Okay, congratulations, Andy. But as we just repeat again, that people can have a look at the newsletter online on near.ie.
Yeah, before I go, I'll be shocked if I don't mention one particular thing actually I'm involved with myself. On the Saturday the 18th of May, and it's in the newsletter, and there's plenty of promos going out, there is a documentary I worked on with my dad, Joe O'Connor, called The Joe Mac Show. Joe Mac Show is over 60 years old, and they've been entertaining people all across the city for over 60 years. It's a variety show that really started off life going around orphanages, and now it kind of really goes to nursing homes and hospitals and just entertains people. But the likes of Joe Cuddy, Jack Cussey from The Bachelor, Noel V. Guinness, a lot of people down through the years kind of worked their way up through the Joe Mac Show. And there's a two-part documentary that we just finished off recently. We're actually launching it on Tuesday evening in the Mansion House. The Lord Mayor is kindly helping to launch that and four other Sound and Vision series. But the Joe Mac Show itself will be broadcast on the 18th of May, which is in a couple of weeks' time. And I'm really looking forward to letting people hear that. It's really, I like it. It's really good.
What time is it going on?
Saturday morning at half nine, the 18th of May. It'll go on podcast again as well, Noel. So there'll be plenty of chance to listen at another stage. Well,
I'm looking forward to hearing that because I was in Joe Mac when I started off very, very young. And it was a great organisation. Yeah. Great.
Well, it's funny actually, but the one thing I noticed going around talking to people who were involved in the last 60 years and some people are only involved in the last number of years, the number of people that are in Northside is unreal. There's lads in Raheny I met, Marlo Colester, down in Balzoyle, all over the Northside Open Sanctuary that are involved in Joe Mac. So it's a really, really strong institution and still going strong 60 years later.
It is indeed. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that. The 18th of May, 9:30 the Saturday morning. Listen, Dave, great to talk to you, and I'll talk to you again when the next newsletter goes out. Thanks very much, Dave.
Around the end of June. Yeah, thanks, Noel. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Bye.